for the 2012 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm joined tonight by sophomore swimmer Astrid Escobar of Suwannee University of South, an All-American performance tonight, finishing 7th in the country in the women's 100 breast in a time of 104.34. Astrid, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just sort of your opening thoughts on how your swim went today. You dropped time from your prelim this morning and moved up a spot from 8th to 7th to earn that All-American honor. Just talk about how you felt it went.
It was nice. I just thought it was a great race. Like, it's great getting a race all these fast girls that you never see throughout the year. So I just thought it was so exciting. I loved it.
Your first ever appearance at the NCAA national event, and you earned All-American honors. Just talk about what this experience has been like for you so far through this point of the meet.
This has been such a positive experience. I know last time we talked, we mentioned, like, my team and the support system, and, like, we actually had some members of our team, like, drive, like, 10 hours to come watch, and, like, posting on our swim team Facebook wall. So it was just a great experience having them behind me. Even if I didn't do good, I knew that they were going to support me. So,
well, you talk about the team, and I talked to Philip about this earlier. Last year, he went to nationals, but was sort of a lone wolf, solo representing the swim team. This year, not only did he come back again, but obviously Cortland and then yourself as well. Just talk about what it was like to have those two other guys, and you mentioned that conference meet, but to have them to continue to train with you after the season was over, through those 3 or 4 weeks after conference leading up to this event, and how much that really helped you and continue to push you going into this event.
I literally could not have asked for two better people to have come to nationals with. I love Philip and I love Cortland. They're just the nicest guys, and they're really inclusive. You know, like, both of our coaches are, like, guys, so it's just, like, the guys and me, and they made me feel, like, 100% welcome, and, like, they're just so supportive. I really love them. I love those boys.
100 and 200 breasts, obviously, are your events. You guys got here on Wednesday. You were able to swim the IM, and even though you may not have done as well as you wanted to, just talk about, being able to get here on Wednesday, swim in an event. This 100 wasn't the first thing you had to do. You were able to get in the pool, have a day off, and then come in today fresh and ready to go.
The 200 IM was good because I got to look at my third split on the third 50 for my breaststroke, so kind of gauge how I'm going to feel. And it's just good getting to, like, race all these fast kids, like, just get to see what you're going to be pit against, so.
Obviously, you're here representing, you know, Suwannee University of the South, but also the SCAC, that conference as well. Just talk about what it's like not only to represent your university and your swim program, but also the conference as a whole.
I think the conference is, like, really pretty tight because, like, you know, like, I've had the center coach come say, hey, good job. Like, a lot of – it's just nice seeing, like, the familiar faces. So I'd like to do it well for the conference, but obviously well for Suwannee too. Yeah.
Obviously, as I mentioned, your first ever NCAA Nationals appearance, you're an All-American. Just talk about, when I say that out loud, what it means to you.
I'm just so excited, you know. Hopefully, this isn't my only appearance, so I'd like to come back next year, and whether I'm All-American next year or not, I love this meet, so.
Obviously, a really exciting race tonight, and so much to be proud of. How do you take the confidence that you gain from this All-American performance going into tomorrow in the 200 breast and close out this meet in the style that you'd like to?
Tomorrow, I think I'm going to be a little bit more aware that, you know, like, when you're racing, you have all the girls that are just nobody gives. So I think that's super important to think about in the 200, since it's a longer race. You just have to be just whoever's the most, you know, so.
All-American swimmer Astrid Escobar, sophomore from Suwannee University of South, again finishing 7th tonight in the women's 100 breast in a time of 104.34. Astrid, congratulations and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.